Ja, hallo liebe Eishockey-Freunde, herzlich willkommen zur AEV Hansen's Talking Hockey. Uncut, unfiltered, uncensored. Unser heutiger Gast, Achali aus Namibia. Ja, hey Achali, how are you? Thanks that you're joining us.
Great, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So I have a short introduction of yours in German for the German viewers, actually.
Yeah.
They are all German, I think,
Okay.
but most of them understand English, I hope. Yeah,
Yeah.
Achali ist 23 Jahre alt, wohnt in Namibia.
24, sorry.
What?
24, 24.
24,
Always
okay.
the same, always the same.
So
Research
this
and
Wikipedia
marketing.
is 1 year old, you know.
Okay.
Ja, er ist Eishockey-verrückt und das Problem ist, die nächste Eishalle steht in Südafrika, ungefähr 1000 Kilometer entfernt von da, wo er wohnt, in Namibia. Er hat sich darum auf Inline-Hockey spezialisiert, spielt dafür die Mannschaft von Windhoek beziehungsweise in Windhoek und hat dafür in Namibia auch den Afrika-Cup gespielt. Ist dann 2019, 20 nach Frankreich gewechselt und dort in der Ligue Elite der ersten Liga für Arzak Anglais, nehme ich mal an, das passt, zu spielen. Hat auch schon in Deutschland in der ISHD gespielt, das ist die deutsche Inline-Hockey-Liga, für Rhein-Main Patriots 5 Spiele gemacht in der zweiten Liga, ein Tor, 2 Assists, also er hat es auf jeden Fall drauf. Ja, Achali, so I
Ja.
told them that Namibia is not known for hockey on ice. You're
Ja.
playing inline hockey there in Windhoek. And so what's your story? Why are you're so in with ice hockey?
I mean, well, besides me growing up, like playing the sport, like the inline hockey, I was also very much into like watching a lot of ice hockey. It's on, on YouTube, because there wasn't really a lot of opportunities, to watch on like our local TV. There was never ice hockey, so I would always watch on YouTube, just, trying to familiarize myself with the sport itself. And growing up, I actually felt like, no, I want to play more of ice hockey. I want to play ice hockey, because I felt that, inline hockey is too, it's too limited. So I was like, I want to go for the ice hockey thing, Yeah. So, I mean, it's very tough from here, I might say, like from Windhoek, like from Namibia, my country. So the nearest place where you can actually find like an ice hockey like a arena, it's like in Johannesburg. They have in Pretoria. So if you go by car, it's 1,300 kilometers. If you go by flight, so it's approximately, I think, 1 hour 45 minutes by flight. So it's always to do with these challenges, because it's just there is no ice hockey. People don't know what ice hockey is here, So yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a bit strange, but apart from ice hockey, I mean, inline hockey itself isn't the main sports in
Yeah.
Namibia, isn't it? So
Yeah.
how has that started? How long are you doing inline hockey? How have you how have
Yeah.
you got this
Yeah.
interest in playing inline hockey? Because I'm not sure if there is an inline hockey lot of inline hockey opportunities either in Namibia.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was when I started school, I was in a German school, Deutsche Oberprivatschule, but It was like together with the
Why primary school. Why the hell are we talking in English then? Or you missed the school because you went to the inline court.
Exactly. So with this school where I was in, the German school, I had, I was in a daycare, Tagesheim. Mm-hmm. So after school, you would have to do like sport. So I was just like, you know, finish my homework. And then just across from there, you would find like kids would be playing hockey and, you know, learning to skate, you know. Mm-hmm. This was 2003 or so. Mm-hmm. So I would just like go and sit there and watch, like, what are these people doing, you know? Because I remember the first coach, he was American. He was a hockey player. So he came to Namibia, like to Windhoek, to come and teach, you know, learn to skate, about hockey and everything. So that is just how I got into the sport. Like, I put myself into the sport, you know, without knowing. And, you know, couple of years down, I mean, here I am. I don't even remember many of the childhood things or, you know, when hockey started. I mean, there were people playing quite a couple of years before when I started, but I just found myself in this crazy hockey world, man. Yeah. So as I got into it, I got to play with a lot of friends of mine, which, like, I was like the only player who wasn't speaking German. Like, my whole team, everybody was speaking German because we were all coming from the same school to the same Tagesheim. And then, you know, some of them were playing soccer, some of them were playing hockey or handball, and so on. So it was just it's crazy.
So you it formed a team or more teams in Africa if you can play Africa Cup in inline hockey. So
with Africa Cup, it's more of an invitation for any team from anywhere.
Ah, okay.
So you what is the word? You apply, like, basically register your team, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you come down to Namibia. I think it's a week-long tournament, Soccer World, and then this Africa Cup is happening. I remember there were two German teams that came. Can't really remember. Some team warriors, like, but from Germany, two of them came for the Africa Cup, and they all really liked it. Mm-hmm. It's an open invitation to any team from anywhere, you know. It's a very good tournament as well. Like, the quality, you know, playing against different players from different parts of the world, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's really good.
So we become aware of you because you were in contact with the DEL in Germany. So
yeah.
What's the story behind? What is your dream, or what is your next approach or your next target, objective?
Yeah. So with the DEL, what their approach and my approach towards them is, like, they are trying, or they were trying to get me out there, you know, because they saw that the passion that I have for the sport and that I want to do it at a very much higher level. So the DL, the page, you know, on Instagram, they felt, okay, we want to have an interview with you, you know, we want to publish your whole story, you know, onto our social media, you know, to get more reach to you, and, you know, just creating all these kinds of opportunities for me for my near future, you know. I mean, what we have been talking about during this last times is about me coming there, you know, coming over to Germany, you know, and going to do my thing, you know.
Yeah, but I mean that's brilliant from my perspective. You can become an example and symbol whatever for all the young people playing hockey or doing sports. That you can make it if you really want to do it. And I mean, that is much more than your own story for me. That is. Yeah, that's the sense and the passion of sports in total. So some people or the kids, they don't have motivation. They go to practice or whatever. Mm. So hearing your story, this is something I would show them if they have a lack of motivation sometimes look at this guy. I mean, you're in Namibia right now. You need practice, by the way.
Right now.
Yeah. Are you practicing or?
Right now we're not allowed to play any contact sports.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Corona.
Yeah. Because of Corona, we did like for the last 3 weeks or so. We were still training. So now we have to stop again for a couple of weeks. So, but I mean, it's difficult on everybody, but you just have to, as an individual, as a home player, you have to try and work something out, you know, you have to keep going. It shouldn't discourage you or anything like that.
Mm. So Tobias from Penny DL also told us that you formed a kids team or something like that, that kids can have an opportunity to go in the inline hockey thing.
It's sort of like it's when I was speaking to them, it's sort of like my own foundation that I'm pursuing to start. I mean, to especially from where I come from, you know, from Windhoek, you know, from Namibia, in to be particular, to try and, you know, help, you know, another player who really wants to go to Europe, you know, who really wants to go and play, you know, whether it's Germany, whether it's France, you know, to try and help that step, you know, of saying, hey, I think because of my relationship with DL, I can try and make this possible, you know, stuff like that, you know, basically to help, you know, the next player, you know, that feels that I also want to go to Europe, I also want to go to, you know, wherever, you know. So that is also one of the things that I want to do, I have to do.
Mm-hmm. So how it is with to get, I don't know, sticks and helmets and something like that. It is hard for you to get it.
Yeah, you go to the skater shop in Windhoek.
Yeah.
Skater.
Yeah, I mean, we have a hockey shop here, like a proper hockey shop. I mean, it brings in Bauer. Bauer.
Yeah, but it's expensive, isn't it?
Very expensive. Like, you know, it's, I mean, in general, you know, with the hockey thing itself, it's not a cheap sport. No.
Yeah.
You know, so with this store, I mean, most of the people, I would say, majority of them would order online. You know, mm-hmm. they would order from hockey shop Foresta. Mm-hmm. You know it? Hockey shop Foresta.
Yep.
They would order from there. You know, many of them are friends with him, Marco. So they would order with him, or others would order from True Hockey or from Power, you know. So it really just depends what you're able to do. But if you want to go buy from the shop, yeah, you can. It's expensive, and not everybody.
Do they also sell stuff from Warrior Hockey? I need to mention that because we have a partnership with them. So,
with Warrior, I'm
just mostly, kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, I have seen probably sticks, yeah, mostly sticks, yeah.
Another topic, because how is the temperature in Namibia? I'm sitting here in the third on the third floor, completely wet because 30
yeah
degrees in my room.
Yeah, it's winter at the moment.
I see. That's why I asked. Yeah.
So
but what does winter mean in Namibia?
Till no. Maybe 15 degrees or something. Yeah.
It's our summer.
it's like, you know, just dry winters, you know. It gets cold, but yeah.
So you have a arena in Windhoek for inline hockey, or is this especially only for inline hockey, or?
It's for indoor soccer.
Mm-hmm.
For
multifunctional arena.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. That's correct. So we have about two in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
We have two, and then we have the biggest one in Swakopmund, where they always have the Africa Cup, proper full size rink, glass boards, everything. And then we have one in another town called Ochibarango, which is maybe 200 kilometers, 200 and something kilometers away from Windhoek. So,
So when will we see you playing in Germany? Are there plans to come over, or?
Yeah. Of course. This year, yeah. This year still, before the next, I'm not sure what is happening with hockey right now, with the lower tiers, you know, but definitely that is, we are talking for me to come over there at this moment.
So then you come over to play ice hockey, or?
Yeah, only that's all I want.
No, but I ask because in summer, in times, in off season, we are playing street hockey. I don't know if you watch our videos, but
I do.
we do it without skates, without on the ground. On the floor with the shoes. Normally we have to run everything. and here in Bavaria, it's called Fieseln.
Okay. Fieseln.
And I think it's not that big as it was 20 years ago if we play first league. Because the inline hockey is getting over it. And we also have a good inline hockey team here in Augsburg. They have our own arena, and they won German championships already.
When we were young boys, you are 24, right?
Yeah,
I got the right information, Sasha.
Yeah, thank you.
When we were young boys, we don't even had inline skaters. We had this rollerblades with the two wheels in front and two wheels in the back.
Oh, okay.
You know, do you know them also?
Yeah, the quads, yeah.
And then inline becomes more and more popular, and we also got a lot of clubs, and they opened their own inline Abteilung department. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Wow. That's impressive. It sounds very good.
So our for us it was like this. What is the English word for Stummfilm, Sascha, Flo?
I don't know. Film without speaking.
In the past, the movies were without voice. They were without speaking. Okay.
You see how old they both are.
Yeah,
I guess.
Thank you, young boy.
And that happens to us. We never learned right to go skating or.
Yeah.
So
so much changes, you.
Yeah. Yeah, we start playing street hockey with a tennis ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you have anything, I mean, like with a stick, if it's stick and you can play, doesn't matter with you on skates or on techies, it's still hockey. I'm sure it's still fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
that's all about exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know, by the way, the movie or
that
the movie Slapshot?
Yeah, where they have this three guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah.
So that's not the normal way to play proper ice hockey. Okay, just by the way.
Yeah, but it's with passion. It's with passion, with attitude. So much better than other ways, but not the normal way. Correct.
Yeah.
So did you have favorite teams?
NHL
or
NHL or Germany or whatever?
In NHL, Capitals, definitely. Yeah, and in DL, Red Bull, of course.
What was in DL? I have.
We have a problem with the sound. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Don't repeat it. It causes an interruption here in the.
Red Bull. It's okay. Hey, we are all hockey fans.
Yeah.
But you know, we are from Augsburg and Munich is just in front of Augsburg, you know.
It's suburb of Augsburg.
Suburb of Munich. Augsburg.
Yeah. So are you Panthers?
Yeah.
Sure.
We are Panthers. Sure. We are the real Panthers.
The real
Panthers.
Oh, I can see that.
Because
there's another suburb, there are other Panthers.
In Ingolstadt, they have
four
also
villages
Panthers.
Around Augsburg, which is Munich, Ingolstadt, and so on. Yeah, and they try to copy us for sure. That's what you're doing if you have your idols.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any favorite players in the DL? You know, somebody you like to watch play?
League? We have
there are lots of them,
and I have to say, it goes with the sympathetic, you know, because we are Augsburg fans.
Yeah,
you cannot put that aside, you know. But if you ask me for a player I like to watch, I have to say Conny Abelshauser from Munich. He's a good guy, you know.
Yeah,
and we have also a talk with him, and he's a cool man.
Yeah, and even in Germany, ice hockey is not the most popular sport. Yeah, so for us, it was also a great fun to watch the German national team at the last World Championships, and also if there are good matches in the playoffs where we had this battle between. Mannheim and was it Straubing?
Yeah, Ingolstadt. Oh no,
Mannheim and Straubing. I think so.
I'm pretty sure it was Straubing, but
Tigers.
Anyway, there were some great matches, and I don't care what clubs are playing. If there's a great match, I love it. That also fits for football. I need to give Sasha the chance to.
So he means soccer. Yeah.
No, I will not say. I don't mean soccer. I mean football. Yeah.
Football, like football. Oh.
Because of some idiots in US calling football soccer, I will not call it soccer.
No.
Also, it's football. So, but even there at the Euro, there were great matches to watch.
Yeah,
Switzerland and France or whatever. Yeah. So a great sports match. It's fun to watch, and I'm a fan.
Yeah. I like soccer too. So.
Oh, don't say it! Don't say it, because then you are alone in 1 minute in that talk.
No, come on.
All right.
Our guests can say anything, so yeah. No problem. Yeah.
But the thing Sasha doesn't know or keep in mind is that also DL hockey needs soccer, because if you open the stadiums now for the soccer fans, it's much more difficult to disallow the ice hockey season or the ice hockey clubs to play without any kind of spectators. So
we hope
we will get some a solution that we get at least, I don't think the whole stadium, but at least 50-60% allowed to come to new season.
I totally agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, show me your room.
This is an office, man. I have to switch on the light. Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, I needed some light, you know.
And for our spectators, by the way, Namibia is the same time zone than Germany.
Yeah.
In summer times.
In summer times.
Summer times when the weather is hot.
No, if we have summertime.
Don't sing it. Please don't sing it.
Mango cherry, my friend.
Because we have a one hour back delay in winter times in Germany. So then it's not the same time. So no.
Okay. Yeah. I realized that now when it's winter for us, then we go in the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exact.
Yeah.
So you play with the number 28, I think.
Yeah, all my life.
Okay, it's a special meaning for you, or it's random?
It's the number when I first started to my first match. So my parents chose that number for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So ever since that, I just felt that, you know, I can't play with another number.
So I hope you get it in Germany also. If you have the possibility to play. But 28 is I
why?
28 at Augsburg.
Yeah.
Let's see how he comes out of this number now.
I can our next guest?
This is
perfect.
Give me some famous number 28 players, Sasha.
Famous number 28 players. Oh, I can just remember one guy from Namibia.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Of course.
No, but
I'm pretty sure there are loads, but actually I don't.
But John Rogge has also number 28, oh? John Rogge from Augsburg Panthers.
I don't think I know him.
Yeah, well, you know him next week because it's our next guest.
Our next guest played in Augsburg. And this guy, John Rogge, by the way, is a defender.
Okay.
Which is much important for Augsburg because we need to defend them.
Okay.
And John Rogge has got his own supporters club, by the way. So one of the... Again, the only one player in Augsburg, Sasha, with his only
So perfect, Akhali. Thank you for your time.
You can
stay a moment if I stop the recording and have a chat afterwards. But that's it for now. If you want to say something else, it's your turn.
Stage is yours.
I just want to say to everybody, the viewers, you know, and to you guys, thank you very much. I appreciate everything, you know, the support, you know, and it was fun. I mean, chatting to you guys, you know, all the responses that I get, you know, after something is being published, you know, for the German viewers, and you know, it's always positive. You know, everybody wants me to come over there. Everybody wants to see me, you know, just build a successful thing out of this hockey. So thank you very much, everybody.
You're welcome. So we are one hockey family, huh?
Aren't of course. We?
Of course.
Of course. 100%.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.